it's one thing for me to yell about things, right, and to share your outrage. It's another thing to try to do about it, expose it, and stop it. And this is what this lawsuit is designed to do. It's designed to uncover more details about the DEI trainings and how they're covering it up at the U.S. Air Force Academy. So the other crisis we're facing, as I talked about in the book and we talked about earlier, is the DEI insanity. And it's infecting our military. It is the number one operational or organizational goal or way of thinking in the military these days. And Judicial Watch has been working with and represented STARS, which is a organization of retired military officers. It's short for Stand Together Against Racism and Radicalism in the Services. And their mission is to help educate our fellow Americans regarding the criticality of having a military that focuses solely on the essential readiness needed to fight and win our nation's wars. So they're old-fashioned people. They think that the military should be training its troops and in the critical focus of winning wars, as opposed to winning cultural fights to undermine America. And it's just, again, this is not an academic exercise. People are losing their jobs. People are being abused in the military, drummed out. Don't think the vaccine push was an indirect way of throwing out people who didn't sign on to this DEI push or were unlikely to. There's this bias against conservatives in the military as a result. And I was glad to see, and he's associated with STARS, who we're working with and suing to get access to information about what's going on. And I'll get to that in a minute. But Matt Lohmeyer, who was a senior officer in the Space Force, I think he's former Air Force, he moved to Space Force, and he was exposing this insipid Marxism in the military. And Trump had an event the other day, and Matt went to it and presented to Trump personally about what's going on. And I cannot compete with Matt in explaining it. And so that's why I'm going to turn it over to this video.
Comes from Matthew. Matthew? He was an F-15 pilot. I won't hold that against you.
Yeah. Here, I got it. Mr. President, first off, I want to speak on behalf of everyone here and say thank you for taking time tonight to speak with our troops.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We got a lot of good-looking men in this audience, don't we, huh? And a lot of good-looking women also, by the way. Thank you very much. Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to revisit something you've talked about already. My name is Matt Lohmeyer. I was an Air Force F-15 pilot, and I was a commander in your newly created U.S. Space Force. I am also the first veteran of the Space Force because under the Biden-Harris regime, I was fired from my command and lost my pension for criticizing DEI trainings that were rampant in the military. Those trainings are still dividing our troops, and thank you for saying you would fire those few woke generals who are a big problem.
They're gone.
I'm going to suggest that it might, in fact, require ongoing oversight and a persistent, consistent, watchful eye within the Pentagon to ensure this monster never returns to the Defense Department. Will you consider establishing a special task force, office, or position to ensure that these monsters never return to the Defense Department?
You know what I'll do? And I'm pretty good at this stuff. Sometimes you get it wrong. I'm going to put you on that task force. I think it's good. Not going to do better than him. I'll put you on. Make sure you give the name. Thank you. Beautiful. Right? I have your approval.
Yes, sir.
I have your approval. We're not going to get better than him. You're right about it. You're right. 100%. Thank you.
So, I mean, you see what's going on there. I mean, Matt lost his job for highlighting the abuses of his colleagues. I mean, we're supposed to be defending money on defense, not Marxist indoctrination. And Judicial Watch has taken the lead in trying to expose these issues in our military academies. West Point, the Naval Academy, the Air Force Academy. And for those of you who don't track these issues that carefully, I'm not a veteran, so I'm kind of looking from the outside as well. But these are the academies that train our future generations of leaders. It's not even the next generation, but it's the next generations of leaders. And we have uncovered in West Point, over in Annapolis at the Naval Academy, and in Colorado and the Air Force Academy, this DEI anti-Americanism that's being foisted upon our young men and women who just are there to defend the country. I mean, think of the honor. And I'm sure that many of you have known people in your community, the sons and daughters of your friends, right, who've made it into the military academies. We all celebrate that. And I'm trying to think back. I remember there was a guy in our community back home where I was raised in New York, and everyone knew he went to West Point. We all celebrated it. And it was such a big deal. And for our leadership in the military to kind of betray that celebration, that trust, that patriotism by abusing those men and women now with this DEI training is really, to me, unforgivable. So we have a new lawsuit because, you know, it's one thing for me to yell about things, right, and to share your outrage. It's another thing to try to do about it, expose it, and stop it. And this is what this lawsuit is designed to do. It's designed to uncover more details about the DEI trainings and how they're covering it up at the U.S. Air Force Academy. We filed it on behalf of the STARS Veterans Group. We sued the U.S. Department of Defense. That's how you get the documents for the Air Force Academy. And essentially, they did a DEI assessment. We wanted documents on that assessment. You know, how they were tracking the demographics and of the cadets, because the thinking is they treat some cadets differently based on their race. Is there woke racism at the Air Force Academy? Looking at the DEI training, one has to conclude there is. It's not just training, it could be practice. This is a statement from the DEI report from the superintendent in 2013. The United States Air Force Academy Diversity and Inclusion Plan 2012 revision is an action plan for D, E, and I that Team USAFA will implement over the next 5 years. The annexes are a set of living documents for each mission partner and directorate. My staff and I will evaluate the content found in the annexes at the close of each fiscal year so that the first evaluation will take place in 2013. So they began the systemic training under the Obama administration. My understanding is generally it was paused, or Trump attempted to pause it during his administration, and then it went full bore again under the Biden administration. So when we're asking for these assessments, we want to know how they were tracking this DEI, and what were they doing? It's a great little FOIA, right? Because this is the value of working with experts who know what to ask for, because they said, oh, they've got this bureaucratic process to track their DEI. We get to ask how they're doing it here. Get the documents. That's what I love about Judicial Watch, is that, you know, we learn something every day. I mean, we've been doing FOIA for 30 years. But when you know folks who know where the documents are buried, and then you figure out a way to ask for them, that's just great. It's just great. DEI seems like job number one for our nation's military academies. The Biden-Harris Defense Department is obsessed with indoctrinating our rising military leadership with woke anti-American ideology. This lawsuit aims to expose and stop this abuse of the young men and women in the Air Force Academy. I mean, in West Point, I mean, I go back through some of our older lawsuits, and I forgot until I looked at this release again. We sued earlier this year because the West Point people changed the motto or changed the mission statement. The motto's still there, but they removed it from the mission statement. The motto was duty, honor, and country, and they took it from the mission statement to the outrage of many. We've already found at the Air Force Academy in previous litigation that race and gender instruction is a top priority there. So you know how that's going to work, right? If you're the wrong race or the wrong gender, you're on the outside. West Point. They talk about modern-day slavery in the United States to their young men and women they're training. I mean, who's running the show over there? AOC? Or the generals? Or even worse, do the generals agree with AOC? One would think. I don't know who the next president's going to be, but if they're concerned about the future of our military, they got a lot of work to do. And Judicial Watch hopefully will provide the material and the background for the work they need to do. So before I go, one more time, everyone, Rights and Freedoms in Peril. This is the book you need. This is the book patriots need. This is the book Americans need to understand the threats to our country from the radical left. They want to destroy America, our Constitution, and the institutions that protect your rights and freedom. And this book explains how and what you can do to save your country. Again, Rights and Freedoms in Peril at judicialwatchbook.com. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.